Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Have you ever been at a crossroads in life? I'm not at one now, but I have been, and I don't like being there. Crossroads are very difficult circumstances. Crossroads mean that you look at the future and you have no clue as to what to do. Have you been at the crossroads? My last crossroads happened in 2008 when I felt a holy restlessness in my soul, and I knew what that meant. I knew that God had a plan for me to go someplace, and I had no idea where. I was an East Coast kind of girl. I loved the East Coast. I'm born and bred New Yorker. And so I figured maybe God, I was in Maryland at the time, maybe God was sending me back to New York. It took 2 years before that crossroads revealed itself and I came here. I don't like crossroads. It's a time of our life that we feel so unsettled and we don't know what to do. And there are two stories today about two people at the crossroads. The first was a young man. His name was Isaiah. Now, he was not at a crossroads with his job, because in those days, whatever job your parents had, you had. And there was no looking around or finding your bliss. It didn't matter what you felt. It's whatever your parents said, that's what you're doing, that's what you do. Now, the family business for Isaiah was the priesthood. He was born into that. And actually, that wasn't a bad gig. At that time, priests were taken care of. They were thought to be God's anointed. And so these were the people who had the business of running the temple. At the crossroads for Isaiah was that his nation was in trouble. The great King Uzziah had died. And in a small country like Israel, there were always challenges, challenges from without. And it was always whenever a great king died, they had to look over their shoulder to see who was coming in to take over. It was a very frightening time for his people, but he was in a safe occupation. He didn't really have to worry about how his life was going to go. But at that crossroads, when he was worried about his nation, when he knew everything was in flux, he walked into the temple one day, as was his habit, to take care of whatever things had to be taken care of as part of his job, and he had an encounter with Almighty God. And when he had the encounter, he said the place shook with the presence of God. Now, you know, we like to tame the spirit. We like to have God in our own image. I'm sure Isaiah felt the same way. But then he saw the wild, untamed God, kind of like the storm that we saw last night, nature in its untamed fury. Here was God's presence filling up that temple. And all Isaiah could say is, "Woe is me." And God gave him not a pat on the back. He didn't tell him it was going to be all right. He said, "I have another job for you. Who will go?" And Isaiah's life was completely turned around that day, and he became the great prophet of Israel. He went out from that temple and started to preach the word wherever he could be heard. He preached to kings. He wrote down his prophecies. And some of the greatest sayings of the day are from the prophet Isaiah. We quote Isaiah at Christmas time. We quote him during Lent. There's so much of Isaiah within the Christian culture. Isaiah became a great man of God. His encounter led to a different occupation and on a trajectory that he could have never imagined for himself. The other man who was at a crossroads was a man who was older. He had lived his life. He had a good gig too. He was a Pharisee. And he had risen to the ranks of the Pharisees. He was a very respected teacher. But in the Pharisaical ranks, there were arguments, because this upstart Jesus had come around, and he was healing people, and he was teaching, and he was also talking smack about the Pharisees. So they'd have arguments with each other about this rabble-rouser Jesus. And Nicodemus was so concerned, and he was such a crossroads at his life, that he went to Jesus, it says, at night, because he didn't want anybody to see him. Because going to Jesus during the day, I'm sure the other Pharisees would be saying, "What did you talk to him about?" So he went at night in the cover of darkness when nobody would see him. And he starts out by saying, "You know, Jesus, we know you're a good prophet because you couldn't do all this good stuff without that." And I think he wanted to engage him in conversation and feel security and go back to his Pharisee buddies and say, "You know, I had a good talk with Jesus. He's okay. Yeah, he's all right." But Jesus didn't do that. And if you read that gospel and you read Jesus' response, he talks in riddles. He doesn't engage him in talking. He says, "Listen to me, you got to be born from above." And Nicodemus doesn't know, that's not what he was talking about. And he didn't understand. And what Jesus was saying was, all the rituals, all the things that you have decided are part of who God is, all the neat ways you describe God, you got to throw it out and you've got to think differently, because God cannot be tamed. Being born from above means to be born of the Spirit, means that we follow the path of God. And God is not to be tamed. And he said, and God is not to be confined to one small part of the world and one small people. He said, God so loved the world. And he said, and God did not come to the world to condemn it, but that the entire world would be drawn to him. Now, it doesn't say that Nicodemus stopped everything and followed him. Nicodemus went back to his occupation as a Pharisee, but he was changed. And Nicodemus, in his quiet way, started to speak the gospel to whomever would hear. And at the end of Jesus' life, it was Nicodemus and a man named Joseph who tenderly took the body of Jesus. Are you at a crossroads today? Saying, I have to go down a certain path and I don't know what the future holds. We've all been there. And what I can tell you from these two stories is that God never turns away an honest seeker. That if anyone's seeking for the will and the purpose of God, you will find it. Now, it's not going to come at you sometimes written down. God's not going to give you a script and say, follow this and you'll be fine. But I can guarantee you that he will lead us. And the one thing that we have to remember is we cannot make God into our own image. And we can't tame God. The greatness of God that we see in nature, the greatness of God that we see in the stars and the galaxies, is the same great God who will lead us if we follow, if we allow his Spirit to move unfettered within us. Looking back over my life when I was at a crossroads and I was scratching my head saying, I cannot figure this out. As people prayed for me, because sometimes I didn't have the faith to pray for myself, the paths opened up. He will never turn away an honest seeker. Let us pray. Lord, as we look at young and old who are at crossroads, who wonder where the next step will be, we're so grateful that you never turn us away, and that your Spirit will lead us on. We ask that you would help us to see that, that perhaps we might not see a mile ahead, but help us to see the step in front of us. We put ourselves in your hands this day, in Jesus' name, amen.